anticipation some other proposals would also be kind of used as a package in Europe that might occur, might not occur. All those things being the case, I certainly intend to reserve, unless the chair rules otherwise, but I certainly intended to reserve my vote on the final vote to be free of any kind of restrictions. And I think the rules anticipate that too.
Commissioner Barnett.
It might be helpful for Mr. Corcoran and others, all of us, if we could get the staff. I know we do record the debate, and we may even have already had it transcribed, where we debated these rules and these particular provisions of the rules and what the vote after styling drafting, the primary purpose of it was. The commission can, of course, do anything it wants to do, but I think we would all be informed by a lot of time and attention that was spent to this. And I raise it in the context of Commissioner Barnett because he's asking to do that very thing. And I think that it's an important concept for us.
Although I think this one could very well be different. I think after, let's assume for a second that Commissioner Barnett's issue passes today, goes as Tyler drafted, and on Monday of next week, the legislature passes the same idea, then I think that Commissioner Barnett's movement was simply to be to not bring it back up to the last meeting. And I mean, I think what he's saying is that's sort of an idea that he has out there. So, Commissioner Gilbert, if you have a comment.
Yeah, and perhaps the only thing that maybe eclipses that I wrote to apply on is sort of the impact you have on pressuring the legislature as it works in an absolutely parallel course. The only thing I would hate to see happen, for instance, on this measure, we've been looking at this, and there's been great concern in the legislature in the sense that we've had fiscals on this from anywhere from 170 million to a billion in a given year. And obviously, we don't want that impacts our decision, just as it should impact you, yours. I would hate for you to pass something now, thinking that you use it as a bludgeon or a pressure or a sort of thing, whatever you want to call it, and then actually have to make that informed decision in 2 weeks or whenever, very quickly, because the legislature didn't, perhaps for valid reasons, perhaps for not. But a lot of the reasons why the legislature is eluding us on these issues, frankly, are pretty complex, and they need more than a couple hours to look at. We've got a bunch of committees looking at them, and we haven't been able to really get down the exact fiscal impact on this provision itself because of these attorneys' fees. And lots of property appraisers and other folks, you're all equipped to do that, but the point is, all you're doing is going to use it for an hammer. At the end of the day, you're going to really have to go through the very complete analysis that is befuddling the legislature right now. And I'm not sure you want to put yourselves in a position of rushing that through at the last minute.
Okay, I tell you what, members, why don't we gather your thoughts on this issue, but let's try to get to our agenda, and before the meeting is over, after you've had time to think about what we wanted to do in those last 2 minutes, let's get to that issue at that point in time, if that's fair.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Scott.
Well, it's been raised on this issue, so just going with this issue, I really think that it's a bad idea, but this is sort of, in a sense, for the welfare of our group, for us to say that, okay, we're going to do something, but if the legislature does whatever, that then we're not going to do it. I think we should either decide that we want it to be done or not be done. And the reverse might have seen a little taste of that already today, of having the legislature say what this commission is going to do or not do and all that. I mean, I just think that we're supposed to be, even though some of us have been in office and associated and whatever with the process, I mean, we're supposed to be here as a citizen commission. Legislators are not permitted to vote on it. And to say that we're, that somehow we're going to pass something, but if they do this, we won't do it or whatever, I don't think is what we're all about. And so.
Well, my answer to that would be, I would vote today assuming it's going to go on the ballot. Your vote today, need to assume it's going to go on the ballot. And if Commissioner Barnett decides not to bring it up at the final meeting, that's his call. I can't put a gun to his head and make him bring this up on the 24th or 25th, I think.
But doesn't it become, excuse me for a little discussion here, but Doesn't it become the product? I thought we've been through this. It's a product of the commission. And once it's a product of the commission, then, you know, just like the last one, I don't think that it's up to Commissioner Miller now to say, oh, gee, well, you guys voted, but I really didn't mean that. You know, I want to take it back. And the same with the others. And we voted, and it's been well publicized, the chairman's remarks, that we voted on the substance of these and that we have an obligation. And frankly, even if I voted against something that's been passed, I would be the first one to defend that this is the process and it's been voted. And even if I was against it, and even if someone wants, you know, to change, I mean, that's, so the point I guess I'm making is that I don't think that on CP 42 here that we either pass it as it is or amend it or don't, but don't come with the idea that, you know, let's pass it, but if they don't do something by next week, it's only next week, right? 10 days, 9 days from now that we're going to be having our final meeting.
Kate, I would suggest you vote like you're going to, as if it's going to go on the ballot, members. Commissioner Wilkinson?
Yeah, I would hope that we could have a vote today on this issue. We have a number of property appraisers here. We have another tax right attorneys from either side. We've debated it to pass. I think we need to have the debate to vote.
Let's move on, and then we'll talk more about the 24th meeting. But let's go ahead and move this forward. And I'm going to assume, Commissioner Barnett, that as we say to hand him, Blake, Blister, Bust, we're going to take this back up on the 24th if it passes today. Okay, you're having. Okay, having said that, Commissioner Barney Barnett, having presented his proposal, are there questions to the sponsor of the amendment, not the bill? Are there questions to the sponsor? Let's move to the questions, I guess. Okay, why don't we move into the public testimony side. We have several folks here that want to speak today. Chris Jones, Escambia County Property Appraiser. Welcome, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I tell you what, I thought property appraiser's job was done by watching you folks here today, keeping track of those amendments, and I'm amazed. Be very brief. I think this amendment has the potential, while bill is leveling the playing field or taxpayers' bill of rights, I actually think it has the potential of shifting the tax burden to homeowners and small businesses. We just passed Amendment 1. You passed an amendment, I believe it was CP2, that is now, the difference was the capping of commercial properties and homes were capped at 3%. I think this has the potential of undoing that. I've had the honor of serving Escambia County citizens as property appraisers since 1995. I've never had a homeowner lawsuit on value, never. We have 160,000 parcels in Escambia County. I have been, however, in hearings with Walmarts, Kmarts, Targets, AT&T's, Hines Properties, Monsanto, and others. This amendment assumes the problem where with the current system where no evidence exists. In Escambia County, only 0.01% of the properties even make it to the value adjustment board. 2,360,000 last year. And we were in a year where values were moving. The current system appears fair. And I ask that you vote no. At the very least, this issue has no place in the Florida Constitution. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jones. Ray Brown, Santa Rosa County Property Appraiser. Panhandle's here, huh? Welcome, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner, thank you for your attention and layout. And I'll be as brief with the House as I can. Jazina Conserves with Chris, I'm the neighboring county to the east of Santa Rosa County. In 2007, in what appears to be broken, or people think it's being broken, is they don't understand during the trim time, the 25 days before we get to the petition, that's when citizens can come in and contest or talk to us about their value. And that's when the property appraisers work with the citizens. In 2007, I had 942 people come in office. I have 100,000 properties in Santa Rosa County. 23 petitions that came in, 17 of those were true. I had six one-hundredths, six one-thousandths of a percent, and the change in overall value was 0.2%. The only lawsuits I've had filed since I've been in office since 2001 was a chemical plant, marina, a major communication giant, and a barrier island. Then we paid a lease fee and didn't pay any taxes. We now, through the Supreme Court, we won and now pays taxes. I have not had one lawsuit over the value of, from a homeowner. I was in a meeting with Mr. Daniels of the Florida Chamber, said the same thing he did here today. When I asked him what statistics or basis he had for his comments that the debt was stacked against the taxpayers, his only response was, this is what our members are telling us. One thing that's forgotten, the property appraisers are elected by the people, and we serve the people, and I take that responsibility very seriously. And I work with the people and the taxpayers, and the shift that's going to happen if this passes is onto the little guy, because we'll have thousands of sales of residential properties, but I don't have a chemical plant sale every day. And so the burden is now going to shift onto the little guy. I believe that CP 42 will try to fix something that's not broke. There's no way for us to budget in legal fees, and therefore, there will be a budget increase. I humbly ask you not to pass this amendment, which will have the effect of shifting the tax burden back onto the homeowner. We've just passed Amendment 1 by 64%, citing to reduce the homeowner's assessed value, thereby helping to reduce their property tax. Please don't shift the burden onto the homeowners, which are our seniors. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. David Ward from nearby Jefferson County, property appraiser. Okay. Jim Overton, the Duval County property appraiser.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mr. Overton, welcome to the commission.
Thank you, Mr. I'm Jim Overton, I'm the Duval County Property Appraiser. I had the honor of serving with Mike Hogan for 8 years at Jackson City Council, St. Louis County Commission of Jackson. Mr. Hogan, I should say that profits do poorly at home.
Those are over before they start.
Mr. Betts, I'll be brief because I think others are going to cover some of these same things. Despite what you may have heard and been told, property appraisers want a fair and open appeals process just like you do. From our perspective, however, CP 42 and some similar proposals that are over in the House create an unfair advantage for large corporations, create a provocative new litigious business opportunity for tax agents and some attorneys in the state of Florida. It will have a horrible effect on the morale of 67 property appraisers' offices who are currently trying to assimilate a lot of change in their business practice. And it will, as Mr. Brown just said, shift the burden of tax to a rather large group of unsuspecting taxpayers. There are some Senate bills that we can support, and we'd like to support Mr. Barnett. Senate Bill 678 by Mike DeSana has got some potential, and there's some things that we can talk about. However, we do not believe that this particular legislation belongs to the Florida Constitution. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Overton. Next up, Marcia. I'm not going to take a stab at the last name. Why don't you announce your last name? I'm so sorry.
Marcia Fox.
Okay, you're the Florida Association of Property Appraisers. Welcome, Ms. Fox.
Thank you. I represent the citizens and taxpayers in Cobb County. So now we have someone representing the south end of the state. I too believe that this bill, in due respect to Marty Barnett, who is a long-time relationship, our public supermarkets is the home base in Cobb County and Lakeland. And I do believe this should be a legislative, not in the Constitution. I've